Pacifico, Bill Henry.
We will make certain that those responsible clean up the mess that...
I am very concerned because even though I am American citizen, I was born American citizen.
I thought when we elected a black president, we were going to get a black president.
We're not, to be feared.
We were not a gang at all. Like,
stop crying, you sniveling ass. Stop your nonsense.
Famous Phil Henry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. And welcome back here. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. You can also, let's see, what else can you do? Oh, go online with us at philhenryshow.com. Truth is our bitch on this show. That sounded a little on the announcery side, almost like Johnny Olsen, you know, on a game show in the old day. Truth is our bitch, but it is. I would love to have heard one of those cats say... Truth is our bitch. Maybe that would have extended Bob Barker's career another. Not that Bob needed it or needs it, because I'll have to check with you guys later on if Bob's still with us. I did see him at UCLA at the book fair back in June. Maybe he ain't. I don't know. 877-876-PHIL is the number on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Bobby and Steve Dooley joining us this hour from the Western Estates Homeowners Association to talk with us about kids. And when they leave the nest, we're not going to be talking about empty nesting. We are going to be talking, though, about when you start to push the chicks out of the nest. And they've got some actual bylaws that have been written into their CC&Rs at this gated community. And one of us is going to talk to them about what it is to live, what it's like to live in a gated community in these times of less, in the days of the recession. So our number, 877-876-PHIL, website philhenryshow.com. Go over there and get a backstage pass. Watch our videos as well as listen to the audio as well as download our audio. There is a potpourri of things to do over there, our news feed. A lot of our listeners get together during the show and go over to the news feed and start talking amongst themselves about, you know, what a weird ass I am. Or they go over to Twitter, but... Our backstage pass members can go over and talk about the show, ideas, and just what's gone wrong with Phil these days. Or you can visit us at Twitter, twitter.com/PhilHenryShow. And that is our staff-operated Twitter page. 877-876-PHIL is our number. Bobby Dooley on the line, the president of the Western Estates Homeowners Association. Her husband is Steve Dooley. He's the vice president and treasurer. And Bobby, how are you this evening? Thanks for being with us.
We're doing very well, Phil, and thank you for having us on.
And you have three sons. Tell me how old they are.
We have Dylan, Seth, and Justin, and they are 2 years apart. Dylan is our oldest at 17, Seth is 15, and Justin's our youngest at 13.
And I imagine now this came to mind because of your three sons, the idea that you guys would codify or put into your CC&Rs. That is the Homeowners Association rules. When kids should move out?
Well, we don't really want it to sound as if we're trying to run people's lives. That is certainly not our intention. Our intention is more to the point of letting other homeowners know what we find to be the optimum life for us living here at Western Estates. There has, in recent years, become a trend among a lot of parents who... perhaps they weren't raised with the same values the rest of us were. Perhaps they were born themselves with a little bit of a silver spoon in their mouth. But we do have a lot of parents that have their children living at home until 22, 23, up to 25. As incredible as it sounds, this is going on all over the country, and it's going on in our gated community here, Western Estates, and in the adjoining townhome. We have brought it up at meetings. The first time I saw it, it really took me by surprise. My husband, Steve, was there, and I'm very, very fortunate that he had the car there. We were able to get over to urgent care, and I got some treatment there.
What happened?
Well, what happened was I was doing just a walk around, and it was the middle of the day, and I went into our community room, and I saw a man there that I did not know. He was reading a magazine. I asked him who he was. And he said his name was Garth Hudson. And I said, I don't know you. He said, I'm Gene and Bob's son. And I said, you're the boy who graduated high school. He said, well, yes, but I'm 25. And I said, have you been to college? And we got into a very good conversation. And then he told me he was living at home. And I said, for how long? And he said, really, since he'd gotten back from Arizona State.
So for 4 years?
For 4 years. And I felt my heart begin to sort of do a little bit of a palpitation. I could feel an irregular beating. Steve was there, and I went over and I saw Dr. Parrott. But
Were you upset with this to the point where you had some...
Well, yes, to the point where I did have a little bit of an anxiety attack.
Why would you have that? Now, I'm not not disagreeing with you, but a boy living at home at the age of 25 in this economy.
Well, Steve, so that right, and I know Steve.
Yeah, that's the oh, there they go. They
do always say that.
They always say the economy.
Well, they always say that my son lives at home. Because of the economy. I called a homeowners association meeting, and it was mandatory for all homeowners to be there. And I told them really straight to the point. I said, I don't know about the economy. My husband's doing well. I don't know if the rest of you are not. I'm sorry if you haven't been able to make your way in this economy. Thank God my husband... is doing well, knock wood. But what that has to do with you keeping adult men in your homes, there are single women, there are mothers, there are women who are at home and they are without their husbands. There are children.
Well, are you saying, you're saying these are single men in their 20s?
These are the adult children of these parents who have them living at their homes. Now, they're 25 years old, and I don't know about you, Phil, but I am home alone during the day. There are children in the complex here. There are children in our community. There are young females. And I think that this is a little bit of a concern as to the safety.
Well, wait, these are the adult male sons of your homeowners.
Yes, exactly.
They are living at home.
Exactly.
You're calling them a security risk.
Well, I think it's time that we see it for what it is. If you have a son that you have said, yes, son, come and live here, we know that economically it's tough for you because we never really, prepared you for it or whatever. And on that street there are children and single young females. And your son is sitting around all day. I don't know what he's doing.
Bobby, first of all, not all of these young men, I imagine, are sitting around all day. They may have jobs that they're going to. They may have school that they're going to.
At 25?
There may be some sort of training that they're going to. I don't know. They may have jobs they're going to. A lot of these young guys are at home because they are, yes, you're right, economics are dictating the need to go home and live with their parents, but... it's not like they're sitting around doing nothing.
Well, but the fact is, Phil, if they have an off day, if they have a sick day, if they just decide that they want to sit around and read a comic book or read a magazine or sit around at the pool in their shorts and their sunglasses and those beer wraps, those sponge rubber beer things.
Yeah.
Well, I think that it is... terribly jarring and terribly frightening for a lot of our single women, particularly the elderly women, to see this. I also don't think it gives our community the best first impression. If you have this sort of, and I'll put it in quotes, if you have this sort of, quote, bum element.
Well, they're not bums. They're like I said, these are... First of all, if I could...
Well, Phil, you don't know our community.
Yeah, but Jeremy, you're doing a lot of... You're telling my wife what to do about it.
No, sir, I'm not trying to tell your wife, anything I don't know about your community. I'm asking you to consider this. These are the sons and the daughters, the children of people that you've lived with for years. These are your neighbors. These are the kids you saw grow up. Maybe these are the kids you saw at Easter egg hunts. I don't know.
Well, but Phil, you can say that, but you don't recognize them. At one point, yes, they were children, and they were a joy, and they were a delight. And then they get older, and they take on this attitude, which is very antisocial. Their skin is not as... Well, they're not young anymore.
So they stop being children, they look like adults, and they're no longer...
Children are a joy and a delight. They are a blessing. Everyone knows that.
But adult children are not a joy and a delight.
I don't even think... I think you're missing the point. They're a joy and a delight when they're a child. When they become adults, they are... You have to keep an eye on what they're doing, and you do have to stay in touch with the sheriff. Because I don't know if I walk by that pool, and I do tend to dress in a comfortable way. If someone is going to make a crack... And
yeah, what if somebody makes a crack about my wife? That guy's nice to me, too.
And I'll admit it to you. I guess the guys would call me eye candy. These
are 25-year-old guys. How old are you?
Excuse me, I'm 37.
Yeah, guys, look at it.
All right, okay. Hold the line, Margaret and Steve, if you could, because I'm up against the break. We're talking with Margaret. Did I call her Margaret? Bobby and Steve Dooley. We just had Margaret Gray on last hour. Bobby and Steve Dooley for the Western States Homeowners Association. The adult children, your 22, 23, 24-year-old, 25-year-old children living at home, at least in that gated community, they are now putting into the rules and regulations that they will mandate them moving out, not being on the premises. A lot of adult kids are living at home because of the economy, but Ms. Dooley says that having adult men sitting around a gated community or a neighborhood, even though they're the children of her neighbors, poses a security risk, frightens people, particularly elderly women, and is not the most optimum thing to have going on when you've got a lot of females at home who are by themselves, their husbands are at work, etc. I've never even heard this discussed when it comes to the idea of our kids staying at home because the economy is so rough, and a lot of these kids need a roof over their heads while they go out and, begin to make their mark in the world. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. So should these communities be allowed to force these adult children out of their parents' homes at a certain age because they pose a security risk? 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back on a world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. Bobby and Steve Dooley joining us here as we talk about your adult kids staying at home. How long are they living at home for and why? And Ms. Dooley, you and I were talking off-air when you were talking about the bottom line that these guys are some kind of a bum class?
No, I did not use that term.
Well, you said a bum element.
I said, Phil, that when you have, I think that parents who allow their adult children to live at home with them are enabling, I said enabling, the possibility of a bum class. That is a very real economic class that is beginning to make its appearance in the American economy. Now, this is not a homeless class. These are not people that are without jobs. These are what we call the bum class. They are perfectly healthy young men who may or may not have jobs, but do not have to worry about making a mortgage payment because their parents are already covering their room and their board for them. Or if they are being required to pay room and board, it's at a very, very reduced rate.
In the communication was you have the lower classes, middle class, upper class, and you inserted between lower class and middle class what you call a bum class.
This is what is being enabled by these parents today. Understand something, Phil. Steve and I don't do this. We are going to be very strict with our boys. The fact is our boys are scholars, they're honor students, and they're very special guys. There's a possibility that we may need to keep them home with us, but only because they have been picked on at school, and society is not kind to brilliant people. That having been said, those are our sons. They are very special, but we do not play favorites. We're our sons more like a lot of the kids you see. We would have them out of the house. At 18, don't even worry about it.
Well, you'd have them out of the house at 18 if they were normal kids.
It happens that our sons are very, very gifted people.
Well, all right, they're gifted people. Maybe there's other parents out there that think their kids are gifted.
They may think they may wish they were gifted, but they know that they're not. That is a very specific category. And
it's not the bum class.
Yes, and it's not the bum class, as Steve said.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Here is Craig in Akron, Ohio, listening on WHLO. Craig, go ahead. You're on the air with Bobby Dooley.
Yes, sir. I have an issue with your guest calling somebody who returns home as a bum class.
Well, I think it is enabling a bum element.
And, ma'am, I happen to have graduated with a B.A. in history from a university in South Dakota, and I had to come back from my father, from where I was to my father's house for like 3 months, and I stayed at his home. I respected his rules. Granted, this is not in a gated community, but I still respected his rules. I found
Where were
job.
You laying around?
Did you lay around? Did you lay around at all in the daytime?
Were you laying around?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you quite clearly.
The question I had for the caller is, were you laying around reading magazines? Were you sitting by a pool in your sunglasses? And,
no, ma'am. I was not.
And looking at older women.
I had people in the basement. I found a job within a month of having to move home. And within 2 months after that, I found my own place. And kind of the take I'm getting on your comments were... You know, somebody
you were there for how long?
To their mom and dad's house.
You were there for how long? How many months were you there?
Well, he said he was there for 3 years.
You were there for 3 years. See, that's
I was
me,
there for three
that is the,
months.
The bum element.
3 months.
He said three. Yeah, he said 3 months, not 3 years.
Well, all right. I'll take your word for that. But again, were you asked to leave, or did you just stick around to see if you could push it?
No, this man is... Craig, you were there to help your father. Isn't that what you said?
No, sir. I was there because I needed a place to stop so
well,
I could find a home, so I could find a job.
Yeah. That's what we're talking about, sir.
Well, what are you talking about? He needed a pit stop, if you will, a place in between college and the real world, where he could gather his wits.
Well, we have far too much of that. That's my point. The point I'm making to Craig and to you, Phil. Far too much of this, I need a place to go to get my S-word together. You know, I think kids need to go out into the world and let their parents live in some semblance of peace. I'm sure the caller would agree with that.
And, ma'am, I'm not even bringing to the discussion the situation of my brother. Yes.
Well, all right. I don't know that I want to know about your brother.
Well, okay. But the point here, Craig, is did your brother live at home, too, or what happened to him? I hope he's okay.
He has stayed at my father's house for multiple periods of time, not even given the fact that he had broken into my dad's house to stay there when he was out of town.
Is he retarded? Or,
ma'am.
I see that, yeah, that's, I...
I was just, Does he suffer from some sort of mental retardation?
He broke into. It sounds like there's a criminal problem involved here, is what it sounds like. Craig, I gotta take a break, brother. Hold the line. All right, 877-876 Phil, world famous Phil Henry Show. Bobby and Steve Dooley have joined us to talk about when is it right to get your kids to move out. You know, and they feel that there are too many adult kids hanging around neighborhoods when they should have moved out when they're 18. World famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876 Phil.
Phil Henry.
877-876 Phil.
Right.
World-famous Phil Henry Show.
Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Tomorrow morning, I'm going to do an interview with Jerry Agar on CFRB Radio in Toronto, pre-record, and we'll be on Jerry's show. So looking forward to that. Be doing the interview tomorrow morning. 877-876-PHIL. Bobby, 877-876-PHIL. Bobby and Steve Dooley with us. Sorry, Bobby, I almost said your name for the number.
Phil, we really enjoy being on your program, and we really don't want it to be combative, but we have very strong feelings about adult children.
No, I understand that. I mean, we're going to get back to Craig, and then we have a lot of other people hanging on. But my question was, you said that your three kids, you would throw them out at 18.
Well, we didn't say throw them out.
No, we would ask them to leave.
All right, you'd ask them to leave at 18. Except in the case of your three kids, they're very special guys. To me, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't. What I'm saying is this. We will tell our children to get, I'll use the term you use, to get out at 18. But we won't, because they are very, very special boys. Look, 18, you vote and you serve your country. At 21, you can drink. At 22, you graduate college, and it's time for you to get out of your parents' lives, get out of the lives of your younger siblings. For once in your life, get out of people's lives.
Well, it sounds rather hostile.
It isn't hostile, Phil. It's loving. It's strong love.
Yeah, it's tough love and everything.
877, okay, tough love. 877-876-PHIL. But this gentleman, Craig, is in Akron. Now, Craig, you were mentioning your brother who has broken into the house.
Oh, this is the man. I asked him if his brother was retarded. And he got upset with
me.
Well, the answer is yes.
Mm-hmm.
I fully take offense at that comment.
No, you said yes, he is retarded?
My brother is not retarded. He has...
Well, there's something wrong.
Yeah, the wire looks someplace.
Hold on for a minute, guys. There's a difference between... Yeah, go ahead.
He's had issues, drug issues. So be it. Okay.
Well, don't you think the drugs make you into a retard in a way? If you think about it.
I'd rather you not use that word retard.
I apologize. But don't you think drugs...
Bill, that was my issue.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
That was my issue. The fact that she referred to my brother as retarded.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I said, is he retarded? Retarded. I didn't say, is he retarded.
All right, I don't want that word used anymore.
But I put the accent on the second syllable. And that is acceptable.
You put the accent on the second syllable, retard.
Yes.
Go ahead, Craig.
Okay. Now.
Wow. Oh, look at you rubbing your head.
Yeah, I'm rubbing my head.
Passing the point of the issue with my brother, who has had issues, yes. My father tries to help him. But now, coming back to the point.
All wrong. All wrong. Your father is doing the wrong thing, trying to help him.
But then your father shoot for your brother is to just kick him out of a moving car.
That would be the best thing, yeah.
Would you let this man finish?
Coming to the point of somebody who has graduated college, who has busted his behind over the age of 18, has had some issues with employment, but whom also had had
and we're talking about
entered
you, right?
The U.S. military, i.e.
Mm-hmm.
the Marine Corps.
Mm-hmm.
So
he's got a criminal record.
Well, so your brother, Craig, if I could interrupt, your brother is doing, is your brother doing better now? Is he, are you saying he's doing better now?
He's currently in jail for a probation violation.
I thought you said he was in the Marine Corps.
No, he's in jail right now.
In the Marine Corps.
Mm-hmm. So your brother was in the Marine Corps, and you were where? What were you doing during this period?
He was in the Marine Corps. His brother's in jail.
Well, yes, all right.
My brother,
who was living at
home?
If your brother's in jail and you're in the
violation.
Marine Corps, who was living at home? Which of you two was living at home? You're in the Marine Corps. Were you living at home while you were a Marine?
You know full well that's impossible.
No, I don't.
You don't live at home when you're a Marine.
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, your brother wouldn't live at home in jail.
Neither guy was living at home when one was in the Marine Corps and the other one was in jail. They were in the Marine Corps and in jail. One of them was living at home for a long time because he's a troubled young man. And this man, Craig, who I will not bother with our problems anymore, Craig, thank you very much, sir, for your call, was living at home briefly.
Mike, so, you know, there were a lot of questions to ask that man, and I understand that you're irritated with the topic. He said that his brother was a retard in the Marine.
No, he did not, and I said I don't want that word used.
Well, Mr. Henry, don't talk to my wife like that. What was he saying?
He said his brother had a drug problem, his brother had issues, his brother was in and out of the house throughout much of his 20s and 30s. He, the gentleman who called, was in the house of his father for a few months after college, went on to the Marine Corps, went on to a paying job, went on to a paying career. His brother's got problems.
So what we basically said was there's one drug-addled jailbird still living at home. That's wonderful, Phil, and that's exactly what we're talking about. You, Phil, people, we only weaken a country when you take a call like that, and you allow that man to say what he said. You weaken the country.
I did not do any such thing. I listened respectfully to the man, all right?
And you did nothing about the problem of a brother, drug-addled, suffering from some kind of brain cell damage, living at home. You did nothing. All you did today was weaken a country.
Oh, come on. I didn't weaken a country. I'm talking to the guy about his brother. It sounds to me like it's a family that's doing the best they can with the issues that they have. Here is Rick in Garden Grove, California. Go ahead, Rick.
And you said saying doing the best you can was a very bad thing to say.
Go ahead, Rick. Yes, I did.
Hi, Phil. First off, let me just I just want to disagree and actually agree on a few points that your guest is actually making. First off, ma'am, let me just say that I do sympathize with something that you're saying. I do understand that there are some, probably some young men and women that take advantage of their family's love for them, and they probably do take advantage of their families and stuff.
Well,
however,
I think that's the case. I really do think it's the case. Yeah.
Well, there are differences, but I would say that to say that that's only the case, that might be a little extreme because I'm 23 and I live with my parents. Mm. But listen, I do have an education. I do have an education, and it's been very difficult for me to find a job in these economic times,
Well, that is exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah, you know, you can't use that as.
I want to hear what the man has to say. Continue, Rick, and then we can get your opinion, Bobby.
Thank you. It's been extremely difficult for in these economic times to find a job. And I love my mother and father. They've been together for 30 years. They love me. I have a great relationship with them. And there's not anything that I wouldn't do for them. And we have a great family. And they don't really look at me being at home right now as a terrible thing.
Mm-hmm.
We get to spend a lot of quality time together. And it's actually a really good thing. But I want to ask you,
what about your neighbors? What about the neighbors? What do they think? This is always the question. Well, what do your neighbors think? Are there young females in the neighborhood?
I don't like the idea that just because a man is home and he's single and he's the son of his parents living in the home that he was raised in, that he somehow is a suspect in his own neighborhood because there's young females around. I think that's atrocious.
Well, so So in other words, we're not allowed to take certain steps.
What steps are you going to take with this gentleman at home?
Well, I just want to make sure my daughter's safe.
Do you have a daughter?
No, I do not.
Rick, do you care to? Are you working during the day, Rick, or when you were living with your you're living with your parents now? Are you working during the day?
That's the thing. I was employed with the school district, and the thing is that as you know, in California, teachers have been being laid off left and right, and I love being a teacher, and I love it. When I was really great at it, and the thing is, it's just terrible.
It bothers me that this young man is a teacher. He spends a lot of time around young people. I don't know. Can I ask you this question?
Sure.
Are you in any kind of a position to move out and find something, anything?
Like a room, just a room at a boarding house?
Like a boarding house.
Why does he need to leave? If his parents want him there...
Why do I need to leave? That doesn't make...
You have a great relationship with your teacher. Right, well, you're a teacher.
Yeah,
and now you're telling me that they fired you, and I don't know why.
I was laid off.
Because they're cutting back.
Well,
yeah.
All right. You sound like a very nice young man.
Thank you.
You don't have any issues. You're not attached to your mother.
Yeah, you're attached to your mother.
I love my mother. We have a great relationship. It's great.
All right, Rick. Good, and I'm grateful that you called us and gave us that side of it too, because I think that's very, very important.
Well, I try to be respectful to him, but there's a lot going on. There's a lot of train whistles there.
Yeah, a lot of 5 o'clock whistles there, Barry.
What do you mean 5 o'clock whistles?
Well, he's a teacher. He was laid off. He's at home. He's hanging around. Again, I go to the paper, the white paper that we did on this, on the bum element.
The white paper. Ms. Dooley, you came out with a memo from your homeowners association, okay? And
it was a white paper on the bum class.
Very proud of it.
877-876-PHIL. Let's go on to Will in Los Angeles. Will, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, how you doing, Phil? I got to take a little issue with this. I got to take a little issue with this lady and her husband. Number one, I live with my parents. I was in the Navy. I got out of the Navy.
Mm-hmm.
I came home. I was making $5 an hour working security. I worked nights and went to school during the day. Okay, on my days off, I'd go hang out by the pool and relax. Now, I don't see where that's wrong. I live with my parents.
What did you do in the Navy?
It doesn't matter what I did.
Well, it does. If you learned the usable skill of the Navy, you wouldn't be on the rubber bullet squad.
Wait a minute. Let the man finish.
It don't matter what I did in the military. I worked security, making $5 an hour in Sacramento. Where am I going to get an apartment for $5 an hour, 40 hours a week? You tell me where I can get an apartment for $800 a month.
Have you ever heard of the, excuse, I will, I'm going to, have you ever heard of the GI Bill?
Gotcha.
Wait a minute.
For a single apartment.
GI Bill, 5% down, and you can buy a home.
Excuse me.
5% down.
I couldn't afford a home at $800 a month. Don't you understand English? Or are you
5% down?
What drives me crazy is this young man in the Navy won't even take advantage of the GI Bill.
Wait a minute. Are you listening to him? He can't afford a mortgage payment on 8 bills a month.
5% down.
Oh, we already know about the 5% down.
On a $250,000 home, how am I going to pay $1,000, $1,000 or $1,200 a month when I'm making $800?
I've got three words for you. I've got six words for you. GI Bill. My parents
are both older. Mm-hmm. They're retired. Mm-hmm. They're on a fixed income. I was helping them with the rent. I was paying half the rent every month and paying half the bills.
Okay. Teaching them in the Navy that are making these excuses.
Well, you listen to this man because he has a lot of. He got.
This is a former military man. One of our fighting
you're
men.
You're right, I'm a former military man.
When you're making these excuses,
straight up discrimination against human beings and you're dead
wrong. I would
wrong.
Hate for Ben Obama,
well,
Ben, or not Obama, Osama, Osama Obama.
Show.
I would
so I've been listening
Osama
to you for a week now, and
yeah.
you have some of the most injured people on your show.
Well, sir,
I would hate for Osama bin Laden to come up against this guy who would say, oh, you know, I'm living at home. Sorry, I can't defend the country right now.
What does that mean?
I think you know what it means. I got two words, or one, two, three words, GI Bill.
GI Bill doesn't apply. If you can afford 5% down, that's great. Then you got to be able to afford the monthly. There's only one way that you can afford the monthly, and that is the mortgage payment, and that's if you have a steady paying gig. Okay, a steady paying job, which this young man already told us is very, very difficult to come by.
What did he learn in the Navy? He could use that skill. What did they teach you in the Navy, Steve?
I learned a lot of stuff. You want to know what I learned? I can't tell you because it's classified information.
I know a lot of classified information
that don't apply in today's society.
Did you cut someone's throat and all that stuff?
Do you know what classified information is? Do you know what classified
is? Yes, I do. It means you are a chief petty officer. That's what it means.
Look, classified means I did classified work, okay? Plain and simple.
Right. It means you worked in circulation or something.
Stuff I worked with, honey, I told you, it would be a national security risk. That's all I'm going to say.
You said you worked in the classified section of what?
I worked
not classified ads. She thinks you're talking about working in the classified section of the L.A. Times or something.
Right?
Top secret information. You know what top secret means?
All right. I think I do, but it doesn't matter
Top secret means the general public knows nothing. Okay, mm-hmm. I can't even tell you the mm-hmm. stuff I did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, don't mm-hmm me. That is the rudest thing in the world, lady.
I'm simply listening to what you're saying. Mm-hmm. If you worked in the classified... You say you're not retarded. And you say you're not retarded. That's really...
All right, he didn't say... That's a different call.
You sound retarded.
Retarded, baby.
When you act that way...
All right.
What classified? Was that like a classified... Are you a spy?
My husband wants to know if you were a spy.
Oh, Jesus.
No, he worked in the Navy, and you worked with sensitive information that cannot be divulged.
So, with all of that training, he's working the rubber bullet squad at Sears. I don't understand.
Security work, lady. I do security work.
Right.
Okay? I'm a security guard.
I'm one of the security guards.
I'm one of the people that would patrol your area. Okay, one of the people that would drive around and make sure nobody's messing with your house. But if I tell you what, if I was doing security in your gated community, I wouldn't even bother calling the cops if I saw somebody breaking into your house. Not with your attitude.
You know what I think? If you worked security in my neighborhood, I would have been raped anally by now.
All right, that's it. That's it. That's it.
Thank you, Bill.
I appreciate very much for your call, sir. Thank you very much. 877-877. I can't, you know, for my way of thinking.
How dare you hang up on me? That man said that he worked in the classified section.
No, he did not say he worked in the classified section of the L.A. Times. He said he worked in a classified area. I don't know how the hell they do it or what it means. It's something. What?
With a husband, too.
What do you mean the husband?
Well, that was why the husband called back.
Yes, Mr. Dooley.
Believe me, if the guy said he was a spy.
He didn't say he was a spy. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Henry Show, still to come on our show. Israel is taking all kinds of heat because they kicked a little bit of ass. So what? We'll be back. World-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.
Uh-huh.
World famous Phil Henry Show. Check us out online at philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com. Just go over to our website and, you know, watch our live streaming video and listen to our live streaming audio. Aren't we supposed to have Elaine coming in this week?
Yeah, she's good. Come over, but I don't know when. There's, you know, she had some other stuff.
Well, I know we're going to put a we got some work we're doing on our on the video feed, putting some limiting equipment on, blah, 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 blah. And in any event, go over to our website there and check out our live streaming audio, our live streaming video, and look at our archives. And coming up, we have, oh, I wanted to mention, there's a lot of foghorns going off tonight, man. Is the door closed or something?
Yeah. This is airproof.
What do you mean airproof?
The studio.
You mean soundproof?
Yeah, it's soundproof.
Well, if the studio's soundproof, man, how come I can hear foghorns?
I don't know.
All right, in any event, see if there's a window or a door open, man. I'm listening to the foghorns blowing around. I mean, we are at the El Pacifico. You know, this is where we broadcast from. We are on the furthest western edge of this fine thing called America. But for crying out loud. All right, coming up next hour, Israel's kicking a little bit of ass. And what happens when Israel kicks some ass? The whole world hates them. Those 5 million Jews causing problems again for all of those poor 500 million Arabs. And also, the suspect in the Holloway case, this clown is wanted for another murder. World famous Phil Hendry Show, it's all coming up.
Phil Hendry.